Good morning. It's Thursday, June 14th. I'm George Kearns with a look at today's South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. Well, Governor Henry McMaster and Greenville businessman John Warren are set to debate. The Post and Courier of Charleston is again partnering with South Carolina ETV for a debate set for June 20th at the Newberry Opera House. McMaster was the top vote-getter in Tuesday's GOP primary election, but failed to get the 50% needed to avoid a runoff. South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson has been forced into a runoff for the Republican nomination. Wilson will take on State Representative Todd Atwater on June 26th. Wilson nearly won the nomination outright, but fell just over one percentage point short in unofficial results from Tuesday's primary. Atwater hammered Wilson on ethics, saying he tried to stop the prosecution of a political consultant he once used after giving the case to a different prosecutor. Wilson says no attorney general has ever fought corruption as hard as he has. The winner of the runoff will face Democrat Constance Anastopoulou in November. The mother of the baby found dead in Chesterfield County has been charged with murder. 19-year-old Brianna Lewis is now charged with killing 11-month-old Harley Lane Lewis, whom the mother initially claimed had been kidnapped. Brianna Lewis was originally charged with filing a false police report and improper disposal of human remains. A gag order has prevented officials from discussing the case. Police still have not said how the child died. Officials in the Lowcountry are searching for a suspect after two deputies were hurt in Hampton County. The two county sheriff's deputies were injured last night by a man who fled a traffic stop near Brunson. Deputies now think the suspect is on foot in the Crockettville area, northeast of Hampton. One deputy was flown to MUSC, the other taken to a hospital in Hampton County. Their conditions are unknown. Authorities say a visitor tried to smuggle drugs into a state prison in Bennettsville. Investigators found about 30 grams of methamphetamines and synthetic marijuana, both in Tanya Elrod's car and on her person, during visiting hours at Evans Correctional Institution. Officials say they were first alerted by a drug-sniffing dog. South Carolina's highest court has upheld an 18-year prison sentence for burglary for a man convicted in part because he left his cell phone at the crime scene and a detective guessed his passcode as 1234. The state Supreme Court decision says 28-year-old Lamar Brown left his phone at a Charleston home after a 2011 break-in. A detective guessed the passcode, found a contact named Grandma, and worked his way back to Brown. In other news, a former town clerk in the upstate has been arrested, charged with misuse of traffic fines and two town credit cards. SLED says 46-year-old Tamala Wingate Red of Greer has been charged with breach of trust with fraudulent intent. Red is a former clerk in the Spartanburg County town of Lyman. Shrimping season has finally begun. Federal waters, at least 3 miles off the coast, opened for commercial shrimping yesterday. The nearshore waters, though, are not open yet. The delay comes after much of the spring harvest was lost to winter cold. And a global medical technology company says it's investing $150 million to bring an additional 125 jobs to their Sumter facility. Becton Dickinson and Company says the process will be carried out over the next several years, though hiring has already started. And that's a look at some of this morning's South Carolina headlines. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.